This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi guys, I would like to share this story, and it's really weird. I don't know how to put this in a certain category, so I decided to share it. So, 2 weeks ago, I was on a lunch break when a coworker approached me and asked me if why am I not using the new phone. And I said, "What new phone?" And I thought it was one of those phones that the company was raffled, and I thought I actually won something. And he said, "No, the phone that you're testing earlier this day I saw you inside a store." And I asked what store and what phone. I didn't go to any of the stores this day. He said, "No, I saw you. You're basically wearing the same thing and you're testing this," and he mentioned the brand. And I said, "No, I didn't go to the store." And by this time I was shocked, because there's a backstory, and we went back and forth, me trying to convince him that I didn't go to the store and didn't buy a new phone, and he was trying to convince himself that it was me that he saw, because the details, you know, he said I was wearing the same thing. And in the end he just said it's probably not true, because he's checking an Android device and you're an Apple guy. And they then said, you know what, forget about it, it's just a coincidence. And yeah, I said yes, probably a coincidence, but deep inside I was really shocked, because there's a backstory. Now, for that specific day, I'm supposed to drop by the store, yes, and to get a new phone. The only reason why I didn't make it to the store is because of this weird traffic jam that I got myself into. And I know that road that I usually use, we don't have traffic there. We don't usually have traffic jam, but suddenly there is one. And for no reason, there's actually a reason. The city council decided to dug up a hole and detour everyone to another road, but it took like half an hour. And I said, if I drop by the store, I'll be late to work. So I decided to go straight to work. But the weird thing, not only that, you know, this co-worker of mine specified that this guy who looked like me was wearing the same thing. He was testing this specific Android smartphone brand. And he knows that I'm an Apple guy. But due to a recent update from a company, or my specific office, that some application that we use at work don't work with Apple, and we need an open source smartphone or program, so we need an Android. And I actually locked into this specific brand because this is exactly what I need for photography and other stuff. And this specific brand was the same brand that my friend saw this guy who looked like me was testing inside a store. So it was really a shocking thing to hear from someone that, you know, someone who really looked like you was basically wearing the same thing like you and was testing the specific brand that you're supposed to buy in a store that you're supposed to go. What a coincidence, if it's really a coincidence, you know. And I don't know how to explain. I don't, you know, I was thinking, what if I made it to that store? What if there's no traffic? Am I going to meet this person? And what's, you know, I can't imagine if you end up meeting someone, you know, buying the same thing, going to the same store, and you're wearing the same thing, and as my friend said, looking like exactly like you. Yeah, that's gonna be a weird experience. But I was actually trying to get an answer, and I got into some saying that it's probably an astral projection, you know, because while I was stuck on traffic, I was really imagining all these things that, you know what, if it wasn't for this traffic, I could have been at the store testing this phone, paying for it, And is it because I was really thinking of that event that it my mind projected something inside that store, that, and at exact time that my friend was passing by? Well, that's weird. Or is it a time slip? Or weird, you know, alternate reality or something? But I don't know how to call it alternate reality if that's also my reality. So it's weird. I don't know how to call it. I don't know how to categorize this thing. So I decided to share the story because I've been looking for answers, and you know, in this paranormal world, you know, you may get some answers, but sometimes you get more questions than answers. So I decided to share this to look for inputs, especially to you guys. You know, you guys are the experts on this. You've heard thousands of stories, but you know, other than that, I just want to share this story. And the weird thing was, the next day when this coworker saw me using this Android phone, he was so convinced that it was me. And he even said, "Dude, I knew it. You're playing with me. Why did you just tell me that it was you?" And I don't know how to answer him, to be honest, because if I said it's just a plain coincidence, I don't think he's gonna believe it because of the details. And if I answered him, you know, some paranormal stuff, he'll probably call me crazy. So I said, "I'm sorry, it was actually me. I'm sorry. I apologize for lying." And that's it. So that's my story. It's really weird. I don't know how to call it. But I would like to say thank you to you guys for having this podcast. It basically kept my sanity, especially last year. A lot of crazy stuff happened. You know, saw horrible things, especially when you're working in the healthcare industry. It's really difficult, really hard. So thank you for having this. And you guys stay safe. You know, we're all in this together. It's not yet over, but let's all survive this pandemic together. Thank you.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.